It's time for another edition of the KDWA Prescott Coaches Show, brought to you by Patax IGA and Cerna House Chevrolet. Join us every Saturday as we talk all things Prescott athletics. Now we send you to the KDWA studios. Here's sports director Trey Lauer. Welcome to another edition of the KDWA Prescott Coaches Show. Trey Lauer here with you in the studio, and on the phone with us is the head coach of the victorious Prescott Cardinals, Jordan Hansen. Prescott takes the trip up to Somerset and lets him know. 42-14, the final score. It was all Cardinals from the beginning in this one. A lot of big stuff to talk about, coach, but first and foremost, obviously, big win, comfortable win, and a win you needed to have for your playoff hopes. You've got to be just feeling really good about it.
Yeah, definitely. That's, you know, that was our goal, was to be a playoff team, and that was a big step for us. And just a lot of guys stepped up tonight. And, you know, Charlie Roll actually went down. I had to get surgery this morning with appendicitis. So throwing guys in new spots without even having a practice in tonight. Gabe Turner stepped up big for us, snapping the football. He's never snapped a varsity snap before, and did tremendous tonight. So, I mean, tons of guys stepped up in different spots. Just proud of our guys.
You've talked about that next man up mentality a lot. You mentioned it right there. Obviously, you've had some things like that at the quarterback position this year, where you switched some quarterbacks in and out. You've done that at the right wide receiver position, the running back position. Talk a little bit about just how this team continues to grow and gel as a group.
Yeah, we knew we were gonna, you know, sound like a broken record every week, I think, but we knew that, you know, we were pretty green going in, and you know, we probably weren't gonna peak right away at the beginning of the season. But we had a good group of kids that you know, we decided to find our way and find our team identity, and you know, I think we found that here late in the year. You know, our goal is to peak at the end of the season here. So you know, we just chomp at the bit and keep going, and no one quits. And I think you saw, you know, tonight, team that we can be, you know, moving forward here.
You had over 500 yards of offense, I'm told, in this game, and a lot of that came on the ground. A lot of different guys contributed. What was kind of the X factor there, you think, in making the ground game so successful and allowing you guys to pull away?
Well, I think it's, you know, everybody. I think it's having guys up front that are blocking and running their feet. You know, I think it's Kobe understanding our scheme a little bit more and getting more comfortable at the quarterback position. And then I think Andrew Russell, how fast he is, you know, he's another dynamic weapon back there. So it's hard to stop if your line's clicking and you got two guys in the backfield that are lethal. So, you know, we got some guys on the perimeter that block really, really well tonight. You know, our wide receivers aren't just guys standing out there. They got after it. So proud of them for their effort as well.
And I know one of the areas that's been kind of up and down for you guys this year, but, you know, you've had a lot of better lower-scoring games than higher-scoring games, and that is with your defense. After a tough week last week, getting up 35 points to Osceola and a Somerset team that came in, looked like they could move the ball quite a bit, you've got to be just thrilled to only allow 14 points.
Yeah, 23 for them. So just he's a dynamic back, and, you know, he busted off, I think, an 80-yard run and a 90-yard run against Osceola. He's just a talented kid. You know, we talked all week about not giving up the explosive run like we did in Osceola. You know, I felt like we gave up too many explosive runs against Osceola, and we needed to make them snap the football more. And the goal tonight was to keep him in check and, you know, don't give up the explosive one, and he might break a 10-15-yarder, but make Somerset snap the football again. And you saw that tonight where, you know, he might have had broke a smaller run, but it didn't go for six. And, you know, we make them snap the football again all season. Our defense is going to be in good shape. And that's what we did tonight.
You never trailed in this game. You were up 7-0. Somerset tied it at 7, but that was as close as they would get. You had a 14-7 lead, and then you pulled away 21-7 at the half, and then you really pull away after that. So you go into the halftime break with a 2-score lead, and I imagine the locker room is very excited, very happy. What's kind of the halftime message to try to sustain that?
Yeah, and, you know, Somerset drove the ball down the field and had a chance to score right before half, so we had a big stand there just to keep the momentum into halftime. And we knew we had the ball at a half, so we just needed to you know, play you know, for four quarters. And something we haven't really done this season is, you know, we've always played really good in the second half. But tonight we got off to that good start, and the message at halftime was just to finish this thing and play for four. And we haven't had very many leads this season. You know, we had one lead the first drive of the season against Northwestern, and then, you know, late in the game against Ellsworth, and that was it. So we needed to come out strong, and then, you know, we needed to see what kind of team we were with the lead coming out of halftime and push our guys to, you know, 0-0. Let's go in the second half as well. And we had a big second half there, a big third quarter.
You alluded to it earlier. Jordan Hansen, the head coach of the Prescott Cardinals, is with us. You alluded to it earlier about, you know, beating the dead horse a little bit about this team being green at the beginning of the year. And I know I kind of ask this question every single week, but kind of how much has this team grown from that Northwestern game to now?
Oh, I think tremendously. You know, we were doing some things differently. We got some guys in some different spots. We got guys comfortable where they're at right now. So, you know, I think we're a big, you know, we're a different team right now than we were at the beginning of the season. That's what you want. You want your football team to continue to get better and you know, be great towards the end of the season. So that's our goal, and, you know, we got to keep working hard and keep trending in that direction. But it's a good start here as we hit the midway point and start to, you know, dwindle down to the end of our year.
Obviously, Prescott fans travel fairly well to these things as well. How fun is that to have you know, obviously to silence their home crowd, but to have your faithful out there as well cheering you on? Because I know very few of your home games are quick, easy drives with your road games, I should say, are quick, easy drives with the exception of Ellsworth. So to have people come all the way out to Somerset just has to feel so good.
Yeah, it was a heck of an atmosphere there tonight. It was, you know, Somerset's homecoming. They had a alumni night. We had a bunch of alumni from different classes there. So they had a lot of fans there, and then our fans traveled well. So it was just a tremendous atmosphere for high school football and a great night weather-wise for it.
And you have your homecoming next week. We'll talk about that a little bit on the other side here with Jordan Hansen, the head coach of the Prescott Cardinals football team. This is the Coach's Show on KDWA. We'll be right back. When you think of a full-service grocery store, the only name that should pop into your head is Patak's IGA of Prescott. Family-owned and operated since 1912, Patak's IGA is your one-stop shop. Aside from the award-winning grocery store, Patak's offers a full deli, including great meal specials daily, and a meat department that is second to none. Grilling with friends? Find Rafe, and he'll put together a grill pack that you can't resist. Also while shopping, be sure to stop by the in-store Caribou Coffee Shop for your daily charge. Patak's IGA, a proud Cardinal sponsor.
Buying a new Chevrolet should be as fun as driving one. At Cerna House Chevrolet, we offer you a hassle-free experience and a fair price with an uncompromising commitment to customer service. Now is a great time to experience a refreshing way to purchase your next vehicle. Our goal is to exceed your expectations from test drive to delivery. Buy your new Chevrolet with confidence at Cerna House Chevrolet on Highway 10 in Prescott. Cerna House Chevrolet. Find new roads.
We're back on the Coach's Show here on KDWA, looking ahead now with the head football coach of the Prescott Cardinals, Jordan Hansen. I talked to the Hastings football coach about this kind of the same way. They have two very important football games coming up here at the end of their season. You have three very important football games coming up, knowing you needed probably to win most of the rest of your season here to get yourself into the playoff conversation. You've knocked one of those. You've checked one of those boxes off. Now you have homecoming coming up here with the St. Croix Central team that's having some trouble scoring. What, first of all, tell us a little bit about the St. Croix Central team and what you're looking forward to the most about playing them.
Yeah, they're a good football team. They run the ball. They're well coached. You know, they're always well prepared. So we'll have to be ready to go. And, you know, they're a running team and option team, and, you know, and similar to Altoona and Osceola. So we're going to have to, you know, play some sound defense, and guys are going to have to hone in on their jobs. So they're gonna make you be disciplined on D, and if you're not, they're going to be able to march the ball right down the field. So, you know, we're going to have to be ready to go.
I know that a lot of times, you know, when they run kind of those wishbone, run heavy run style teams, and a lot of times teams that haven't seen it a lot will not have a lot of time to prepare for it. But you've seen that a lot this year. With Northwestern, Altoona kind of runs it a little bit. St. Croix Central obviously runs a run-heavy attack. So I'm imagining it's very helpful to have kind of already seen kind of similar style offenses, and that makes it easier to prepare.
Yeah, Osceola, too, is very similar. So I think, I think it goes two ways. I think, yes, it helps us out a little bit, but also they get to see how we line up and do things as well so they can make their adjustments coming into the game. So we'll have to be, ready to go with our game plan and be ready to make in-game adjustments if needed. And, they're a good football team. We're both sitting at 2-4 trying to make playoffs. And the winner of that game probably gives himself a good chance to get in. So, with the new format now, we've probably got to win two of our next three, and I think we'll have a good shot at making it.
Yeah, obviously Amory after that, but it is your homecoming game Friday night against St. Croix Central, and I know obviously last year you guys were able to win your homecoming game against Amory, so now you've got a chance to make a homecoming win streak here, and expecting a big crowd, of course, Friday night for that one. Just talk about homecoming and how important it is not only to win that game, but how special of a night that is.
Yes. I think last year was probably the first year, and Jay Bartz can remember, he's been here a while, of us winning homecoming games. So, it's important for us. It's a fun game, fun day, but, we got to play the game. You got to be ready to go. There's a lot of distractions during that week. So, got to make sure our kids are focused and understand that, homecoming is a fun week, but we got a job to do, and when 7 o'clock hits on Friday night, and we're gonna have a big test, so we'll have to be ready to go.
And then, of course, looking ahead to that, you guys do go to Amory, and then you end the regular season with Baldwin Woodville. Crazy to think that we're 3 weeks away from talking about the end of the regular season and hopefully playoffs for you guys. What are some of the biggest things you're looking forward to and looking for from this team in these final three games? Obviously, Baldwin Woodville is the massive favorite in the middle border right now to win it, and that'll be the last game of the regular season. I know you're probably not thinking about that game at all right now, but looking ahead, what are some of the things you're looking for the most from this team?
I just finished strong. I think we hit our stride a little bit tonight and continue to get better and keep playing well and give yourself a chance. The nice thing for us is we're not going to see any of these teams in the playoffs, so they're all Division IV and they're all really good football teams. So for us is to keep getting better and go find a way to win couple of these last three, and then go into the playoffs and see what happens.
And I understand with the format change, that also means it's very likely that if you guys do get into the playoffs, you won't be having to travel 3-4 hours for a game.
Not necessarily. It's so all it works is you got 52 teams in your division. They take the top 32 teams based on your score. And then the top four teams are your one seeds, the next four seeds are your two seeds, et cetera. So they try to split them up, but there might be a little bit more travel this year with how it goes, because you might have two one seeds that are in the same region that you have to split up into different quadrants. So it doesn't mean necessarily you won't travel. It depends on what quadrant you get into. So we're wherever we go, we gotta find a way in.
And obviously, you've seen a couple of D5 teams already this year, Northwestern and Durand, which I imagine you did that by design to try to get some experience for the team on what a possible playoff game would be like. What do you feel like on a scale of 1 to 10, the chances are you see either of those teams again?
If we can get in the playoffs, I think we'll see them for sure. I think Northwestern's a really good football team that, I think they won 62-6 tonight against a good team. So, it's kind of one that we want to see. If we can, see them again, I think that'd be a great thing for our program and see where we're at and see how much better we've gotten throughout the year. But we got a long ways to go before that happens. We got to take care of business next week, take it 1 week at a time, and then go from there.
Absolutely. Of course, the focus switches now to St. Croix Central and only St. Croix Central, but we appreciate you chatting with it all about all this. Nonetheless, Coach Jordan Hansen, head coach of the Prescott Cardinals, congrats on the win and looking forward to next Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back. When you think of a full-service grocery store, the only name that should pop into your head is Patak's IGA of Prescott. Family-owned and operated since 1912, Patak's IGA is your one-stop shop. Aside from the award-winning grocery store, Patak's offers a full deli, including great meal specials daily and a meat department that is second to none. Grilling with friends? Find Rafe and he'll put together a grill pack that you can't resist. Also while shopping, be sure to stop by the in-store Caribou Coffee Shop for your daily charge. Patak's IGA, a proud Cardinal sponsor.
Buying a new Chevrolet should be as fun as driving one. At Cerna House Chevrolet, we offer you a hassle-free experience and a fair price with an uncompromising commitment to customer service. Now is a great time to experience a refreshing way to purchase your next vehicle. Our goal is to exceed your expectations from test drive to delivery. Buy your new Chevrolet with confidence at Cerna House Chevrolet on Highway 10 in Prescott. Cerna House Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Welcome back to the KDWA Prescott Coaches Show. Trey Lauer with you here in studio. And again, our next Prescott broadcast will be next Friday night, 7 o'clock, against St. Croix Central for homecoming football. And that will be on our KDWA video stream. And here is how you can find that. By going to the main page of the KDWA website, there will be a big blue bar at the top of the screen that says Live Video Streaming Channel and Archive. Click on that, and you will be able to access the game and watch it in its entirety. If you miss the game, they will be available on demand for an extended period of time as well. So if you've missed any of the Cardinal football games from this year, you can go back and watch those there. We're going to send you now, after this, to Hastings Raiders soccer as the Raiders take on Park of Cottage Grove. And we'll see everybody Friday night for Prescott Cardinals football against St. Croix Central. That's going to wrap things up for the Coaches Show. This is Trey Lauer signing off. I'm going to go call some soccer. This has been a KDWA presentation of the Prescott Coaches Show, brought to you by Patak's IGA and Cerna House Chevrolet. We'll see you next time for another edition of the KDWA Prescott Coaches Show.